Hi, and welcome to another installment of the Panic Attack Recovery Newsletter. I'm Matthew Wagner. This is installment number 5. Just a quick recap. Yesterday, I discussed cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, and looked at a specific example of how to work through the process. CBT is a critical component of recovery, but today I want to discuss another. I want to discuss how we can continue to benefit our mental health holistically. For example, things as simple as regular exercise not only have a huge benefit for our health, but also hugely benefit our mental and emotional health. Dr. John Rady, MD, who has written a book called Spark, the Revolutionary New Science of Exercise in the Brain, explains how exercise, particularly sustained aerobic exercise, promotes improved learning, memory, and executive functioning. Additionally, Dr. Rady reports that people who perform sustained aerobic exercise are more mentally alert and attentive, less fidgety, have longer attention spans, and their ability to sort through information and take it in is increased. Dr. Rady had done a lot of work with schools and looking at the effects of children who are having difficulty in the classroom, having other difficulties, and he was able to demonstrate the findings that he has promoted, which I talked about in the last paragraph. Dr. John Rady actually did a lot of work with schools and children who were having problems in the classroom, and also other children who were having problems perhaps with weight and other physical problems. He did a lot of work, so his findings are supported by evidence. You see, exercise promotes the release of brain chemicals that are very good for you, such as hormones, neurochemicals, and growth factors, which Dr. Rady describes as a fertilizer. You see, exercise promotes the release of brain chemicals that are very good for you, such as hormones, neurochemicals, and growth factors, which Dr. Rady describes as a fertilizer to help our cells function optimally, including brain cells, which help cells adapt and change. This is important because change is the neurological process that allows you to learn. You see, we learn by a process whereby the brain changes. Another way that exercise is helpful is that it promotes neurogenesis, which helps the brain grow new brain cells. It turns out that exercise is the best known way to grow brain cells. Exercise also helps you generate endorphins, which are the body's feel-good chemicals, which can help you feel a sense of well-being and provide relief from pain. Something as simple as walking can be helpful for those suffering from anxiety, panic attacks, and depression. Also, it can be a great overall mood enhancer. It helps the body release endorphins, as I said, which also serves as a mood elevator, and also helps to stabilize mood. It turns out that research and findings cited in the book written by Dr. Rady are backed by hundreds of more studies. Now, Dr. Rady recommends performing sustained aerobic exercise at least 4 times a week for a minimum of 20 minutes. Sustained aerobic exercise in this context means a level where your heart is working at least 75% of its capacity, which causes sweating. Obviously, anything like this you would want to consult with your doctor before embarking on. I would also like to mention a German study completed at Charité University Medicine in Berlin. This study found that 50% of subjects who completed 30 minutes of daily aerobic exercise were able to avoid having a panic attack in the experiment. Researchers wrote, "Our results for the first time suggest that exercise has an acute anti-panic activity." And this was written in the December 2005 American Journal of Psychiatry. So, I think that exercise is very helpful for you as a sufferer of panic attacks, anxiety, agoraphobia, for all of the reasons above, but I also feel it is important because it allows you to increase your pulse in a controlled environment, which demonstrates that you can deal with an increased pulse, which is of course often one of the concerns occurring during a panic attack. This can be reassuring and can help build confidence in similar situations. One great way to get started and ease into exercise is by walking. When I was going through my journey with panic attacks and anxiety, I walked every day. Sometimes my mood would just start to lift when I was out for a walk. Sometimes I went for a couple of walks during the day. It was very refreshing. Again, it's something that's very good for you. It can also be helpful to establish a routine. I always feel better once I return from a walk. It's also a great way to keep off extra pounds, if that's a concern, or simply to stay healthy. Aside from the obvious physical and emotional benefits, I think the experience of being outside with nature can be extremely powerful. It allows you to take in the sights, smells, and sounds, and feeling of the breeze and animals. I can tell you that many people with anxiety and panic attacks often overlook walking as a help for anxiety and panic attacks, but it really is. This is a key recommendation made by many psychologists. Another benefit to walking is that it can open up your creativity to generate new ideas. Whether it's something related to a project you're working on, or even a problem or something that's been bothering you, often you'll have moments of clarity where the solution to a problem just seems to come to you during walking. What a great feeling this is. I think that it can be a great way to unleash your creative side for a variety of things. I first began walking on a consistent basis after experiencing panic attacks. I would notice every now and then that I would just have a moment where I'd think of something and would experience happiness. Or at other times, I'd just be walking and for no reason a feeling of happiness would come over me. You see, exercise is just one example of how treating anxiety and panic attacks from an overall holistic perspective can be very helpful. However, there are many options. Holistically, you can really feel better by making small changes. For instance, beginning to look at a healthier diet, starting to do some regular exercise, such as walking, swimming, etc., can yield very positive results. Also, often the energy that one has invested in their anxiety, so to speak, can be redirected to their well-being when they exercise. And this can make one feel better, too. By focusing some of your time on overall wellness, you can start to take back the time that belongs to you, time not taken up by panic attacks. And this shift in focus, however brief, can begin to grow more and more every day, whereby you keep edging out more and more panic time. So you're getting rid of the panic time and you're replacing it with time for you, your enjoyment time. If you have not already done so, I would recommend getting started today with an overall holistic response. If you have not already done so today, I would recommend getting started today with an overall holistic approach. You can go ahead with some of the ideas I've mentioned in this installment or come up with your own. I became very interested in various forms of wellness and how these things could be pleasurable when I was recovering from anxiety. But they're pleasurable, but they're also healthy. And that's the great thing about it. You can feel good about taking care of your health too. You know, for example, you might want to expand on this and find some healthy recipes and relaxation exercises such as hypnosis, etc. We've already talked about a self-hypnosis exercise, a relaxation exercise in a previous installment. So an overall holistic approach is a critical part to a true recovery from anxiety, panic attacks, and agoraphobia. In tomorrow's installment, I will show you how all the critical fundamentals can be fit together in a way that ensures your recovery from anxiety, panic attacks, and agoraphobia. I would like to thank you very much for listening, and I will speak with you tomorrow. Take care.